Our next storyteller, Elvis Estrada. He was born in Guatemala and has lived in the United States since 2018. Do we have Guatemala in the house? He is 29 years old and worked in a bank before coming here. He is passionate about music and plays in two local worship bands. In 2019, he met his tutor, Dan, and since then they have become fast friends and meet regularly to study English. Elvis lives by his favorite Bible verse from Proverbs 16, verse 3. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. Elvis, thank you.
Thank you. I want to talk about my faith, the beginning of my faith. When I say this, I remember like 19 years ago when my dad was here in the United States, working, making money for to pay a lot of bills on my family. And with my mom and my sister, we were in Guatemala. And I remember we went to the church and we were praying for my dad. And I remember my praise was, God, give me to back my dad. I miss a lot my dad. And in the same time, my dad was praying for God, give me a good job in Guatemala. God, give me a job near to my city. And God respond us our praise a few days before. And in that moment was the beginning of my faith. Now, I am 20 years old. In that moment, always I remember when I pray for something and God respond me. When I came here, I came to New Jersey. I was right there for 6 months, and I had a bad work. One day work, the other one no, the other yes, the other no. And I remember for the 20 years ago when I pray. In that moment, I prayed again, God, can you give me a good job? Another place, a good place. And in 1 week before, my cousin, and she lives here, called me and she told me, if you come here in Colorado, I will give you work because she has a big company. And for that reason, I came here in Colorado. It was difficult for me to come here because I came in September and start to the winter. Snowing, the cold. I didn't accustomed for this weather. Was very hard for me. And I didn't have car. I was every day in the home, work in the home. And I was sad. I was missed a lot, my family. And today I miss my mom, my dad, and my sister. And was difficult for me because I needed to start to learn about a new job, putting the drywall, carpenter, a lot of things can you do here. I didn't know because in Guatemala, I worked for just in computer in some bank. But, and the other thing I missed a lot was my band because every Saturday, I play my guitar with my band in a lot activities, the church, or wedding, or 15 years birthdays, and I was very happy with my band. And here changed all things. But God gave me a good opportunity for to play my guitar in some church here, and I remember the 20 years ago when I prayed to God and God respond me, and the same thing. God, can you give me some opportunity for to play again my guitar in some place? And I find some church for to play my guitar with other band. And now I am blessed. I am blessed for God because I have a good work. And in this month, October, is my month because And October 9 was my birthday. And God gave me a big gift. And he gave me my new truck. Well, it's not new, but it's new for me. And I am very happy for this because God surprised me every day, every time, every year. Just when you open your eyes, it's a good gift. It's a big gift if you don't see. And in that moment, I was very grateful with God. And other thing for because I am here in the United States is for my dreams. I want to buy my land, and I done. I bought my land. I done my first dream in Guatemala. My other dream is to build my home. I done. I think in 3 years I will done my dream. Other dreams I have is I wanted to be translator for the missionary in Guatemala, but I never to imagine it in the future or today. I am talking in English and talking about the blessed of God give me in my life. Always I was thinking, oh, I want to translate the English for to Spanish, but never everything is, oh, you will talk in the future, talking in English and about God. And I done all our dream today. And I very grateful with God. And well, I want to finish with to tell you, God is the center of my life, and everything I do and I will do is for God. And I want to say some verse. The verse say, Jesus asked him, "Can you trust God? For those who trust him, anything is possible." Mark 9:23. Thank you.
Wow, Elvis, thank you.